We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Isaiah chapter 66, the first two verses, which read, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite heart and trembleth at my word." Now, what a reminder we have in the very last part of the book of Isaiah of the greatness of God, and a reminder to all of us that who is greater? Is it you? Have you built me a house for me to stay in? I've made the heavens and the earth. What is a temple to me? What about a place for my rest? I have the whole universe. And you've got this little tiny tent, and you call that the house of God? You know, what a reminder. We often refer to the church buildings that we're at as a sanctuary or the place of God's abode. But God has chosen to dwell in our hearts. And He cannot be confined to a building or to a tent. All right? So it's kind of a reminder. And he says, this is what I'm looking for. I'm the great God. The heaven is my abode. The earth is my footstool. What do I look for? I look for someone that is poor and of a contrite heart and trembleth at my word. Now I wonder how many today across the world is trembling at the word of God. I would say probably relatively few, in comparison to the vast number of people that live upon this earth. And how many believers gathered all across America today in houses, how many are trembling at the Word of God? You know, that's a startling word in the Hebrew. It means to be shaken to the core. That's the kind of impact that God's Word should have in our hearts and lives. If it doesn't have that, then you're not benefiting, you're not understanding your responsibility to the great and powerful God. You're to tremble at His Word. And so I pray today as we've gathered together that we might understand and know that we serve a powerful and mighty God who is manifested all around the earth and all of the heavens beyond what we can see with telescopes. It's the domain of God. And what should my response be today? I should tremble at His Word.